All right, guys, welcome to episode 2 of the OC Sports Podcast. I am Manny Alvarez. I'm solo for now, but with me right now is the La Habra Highlanders, one of the top 10 teams in Orange County. With me is Coach Aaron Reichenberg, and through his top guys right now, Sam Howlin, Cameron Dashiell, and Jalen Overstreet. Guys, thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you for having us, Manny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course, and it's deserving right now. You guys are 19-2, first place in the Freeway League, which is not an easy task. You guys handled Sonora this past week, and not the first time you've beaten them. You had to beat them in the Rumble of Rosecrans, and you guys went to the finals of that one. You know, talk about just starting off 4-0 before running to one of the top teams in the state in Olu.
Oh yeah, I mean it was a really tough tournament. 24 teams. Always interesting to see a league opponent so early on in the season, especially Sonora with the rivalry between La Habra and Sonora. It's a really tough game, as it always is when we see them back and forth. They were up about 7 late in the third, and we just had a run to close out the game, and I believe we won by 11. And then, obviously had a real tough matchup in the championship game against a really, really strong Olu team.
Nice. And I know you guys, two losses, one to Olu and one to another Trinity League team in Jay Sarah. And that was a close one. That was a semifinals against Jay Sarah. A couple of years ago, you came in to that program with really no one coming back. So you had to kind of build that program close from the ground up. First off, side note, your influence with Dodger Blue, did that have anything to do with joining the Blue on La Habra?
It made an easy transition. About my whole wardrobe is blue or gray. I love those Dodger colors. So, yeah, it transitioned really well.
I'm sure. Sam, you were in the lower level, losing a coach that's been there for a while. Must have been tough. Talk about just the transition with Coach Reichenberg coming in from Buena Park.
Oh, yeah. It was weird having a new coach to start off my first year on varsity. Like, after having the same coach for 2 years and then having to transition to listening to a new guy, it was tough at the beginning, but we got to know him. He's a good guy.
And especially, coming in, no varsity experience last year. And for the most part, people are probably thinking it's probably going to take this team maybe 2 years to kind of get back on the up, But for a rebuilding year, you guys battled there with Troy for the Freeway League title, as well as Sonora. Were you surprised at all by the results last year with, basically a brand new varsity team?
Not really, because our JV team, the year before we all moved up to varsity, we were really good. We were a really good group. We worked well together, so I thought we could do good on a varsity level.
Cameron, you and your brother played for Coach Damon Farmar, and Aaron, Coach Reichenberg was one of the assistants. Having Coach Reichenberg take over for 1 year and then Coach Farmar come in the next, was it tough to – was that kind of a tough transition, or was it just kind of smooth? Very unusual situation, but
it was a bit tough at first because they both complimented each other and they both like had different styles of play that fit into each other. So when one left, it was a little bit more complicated, but after a while we kind of got used to it.
Coach, same question. You had to take over. Coach Farmer took another position, and you take the team one game close from the finals, the CIA finals. And then coach comes back and you have to get demoted. Very unusual. But, how did you take that when you had to come in and take over as assistant?
Well, we had an agreement, before he left. We started there at Buena Park together, and I have a great deal of respect for Damian. We put in a lot of work to turn things around at Buena Park. And because of our early success, some opportunities were afforded where he could go try to, work at the JC level. And so we had an agreement that he'd go try it for a year. I'd take over. And if he wanted to come back, he the job was his. And so when he decided to come back, I was happy to honor the agreement. We had a great deal of success the year before, and I planned to continue to do that with him at the helm. And we had another good year. We went to the quarterfinals of CIF, lost to a really, tough Cajon team. But you know, we have a great relationship, and I was happy to honor that agreement.
You know, going into year two here, I know that you fell short in the Rumble of Rose Grand and third place in the North Orange County Championship. Third time's a charm there in the Orange Holiday Classic. You know, did you guys kind of come in a little hungrier, or were you just kind of playing? Was it just business as usual coming into the Orange Holiday?
You know, this team seems to be they're always hungry, and they feel very highly about themselves. They have a lot of confidence. Sometimes, you know, a little too much confidence for me. I try to humble them at practice from time to time, but it's not an easy task. The proof is in the pudding. I mean, as much as I try to get on them about getting better, and I do think we need to grow, the two losses are to an Olu team and to a Jay Sarah team. So these boys, you know, every time they step on the court, they feel like they can beat just about anybody, and they've proven that they can do that.
You know, you guys are 4-0 in the Freeway League. This past week was a big test. You know, like I said, Troy and Sonora – and really Sunny Hills as well battled with you guys last year for the top spot in the Freeway. But a big week last week against the Warriors and the Raiders. And Jalen, you had a big week, you know.
Yes,
what was the process coming in last week before facing those two teams and then taking those two wins?
We had to win these games in order to keep rolling and win the league the way we've been playing the whole year. And I knew I needed to step up for my team, so I stepped up for them.
Cameron, tomorrow you play Buena Park at Buena Park. You were there for the last 3 years, and then you saw your brother Cedric there as well as on the football field. Is it going to be tough running into not just your old teammates but just your old classmates in the stands?
Not necessarily tough, but definitely going to be fun and going to be different. It's going to be fun seeing everybody I used to work with and hang out with at school.
Now, I know Buena Park's going through a transition right now, basketball-wise. But for you, you ended up moving to La Habra. Was it easier knowing the coach at La Habra to make that move?
I mean, it was a lot easier. But after I got to school, it became more of a family. And it wasn't just about knowing Coach R. It was about knowing the whole basketball team and the teachers there. And actually became a lot easier just to transition.
Coach, last year you ran into Buena Park, and I'm sure running to Coach Farmar was a pretty nice matchup there. New coach this year, though, but I know that at Buena Park in Fullerton this week, they're not going to be as strong as next week's schedule, and then Sonora the week after. But, you know, what do you go when you play two teams that are trying to basically take people down with them?
Yeah, I mean, we know at this point in the season, we've placed ourselves in a great position to, you know, run the table and win league. But as you know, every night in the Freeway League can be a grind. And, you know, after such a tough week last week, putting so much energy in that, it's really important that we continue to work to get better and don't have a letdown spot. Fullerton on Friday, Cynic can beat a team by himself. That kid is a lights out shooter, and if you don't pinpoint where he's at, you're going to have a tough time. So we're not sleeping on any team. This is going to be, another tough week. We just got to continue to get better as a team, work on the things that we need to work on as far as on the defensive end or our offensive execution, because we have even bigger goals.
Next week you got Sunny Hills, Troy, and you got Sonora after. How tough is it to ignore those teams and just focus on what's in front of you?
You got to go one game at a time, because in this league, anybody can catch you. So we take it one game at a time. Obviously the coaches are we spend a lot of time watching film and creating scouting reports, but if we jump ahead, we're gonna end up kicking ourselves later, for doing so. But next week, as you mentioned, you go to Sunny Hills, and that's one of the toughest places to play. Obviously we're gonna have our work cut out for us. Troy gave us all we can handle. It was a really tight game the first time we saw him, with us just opening it up late. And And Sonora is always a grind. I mean, they were up 4 at halftime. You know, we just had a great third quarter, but that game could have went either way. So it's going to, it's not nearly finished. We got a lot of work to do.
Sam, you know, like Coach Reichenberg mentioned, you know, there's never a dull moment in the Freeway League. You know, Fullerton's got a Senek, and, you know, Sunny Hills is always tough year in, year out. Troy's up there, and Sonora's going to be your toughest match. But we know that Buena Park's going through a tough transition. That's your opponent tomorrow, but they seem like a team that might just take people down with them. You know, how hard is it knowing that the next 4 games after Buena Park are tough, and you got to focus on this one before you focus the next 4?
Yeah, we have to focus on this one, because if we don't, we could get they might surprise us and maybe knock us out of our spot for our first place in the league. So we can't take days off, and we got to stay focused on what's in front of us.
All right, and right now you guys are in the top 10 there, and it's kind of tough to move up and down. Everyone's kind of evenly matched, Jay Sarah, Cypress, Newport, even Tesoro. The 1 through 4, it seems like they're in a different – they're one notch below everyone. But do you guys look at the rankings saying, dude, if we lose, we might move down to that next bracket of the rankings, or you guys just don't even pay attention to it?
Oh, no, we definitely pay attention to it week to week. I mean, we take great pride in the fact that, you know, we're being – you know, you guys are keeping an eye on high school basketball around the county, and you're – you know – you have a good eye on all these different teams and a good opinion on it. And so we take great pride in being in the top 10. And, you know, we want to continue to try to climb.
You know, Cameron, fourth year on varsity, you know, going in from day one, you know, what has been the most you've learned so far in your 4 years as a starter on varsity?
Never underestimate anybody. Always to play your hardest, because no matter what, good or bad, teams can always surprise you and come out. And even if you don't think they're gonna put up a game, they're definitely gonna put up a game, because it's varsity, and at this level, everybody is the best they can be.
You know, one of the special things in the Freeway League is, you know, some of these schools have fantastic student sections. Mainly, you guys, the Lancer Nation, Sunny Hills, and the Jungle at Sonora. I picked the finalists for the OC Varsity Student Section of the Week, and there was one school that was on the edge, and I think you guys might disagree with me leaving this student section out, and that was the Mahabra Clan. How wrong was I on not leaving them in the final spot?
You guys want to answer this?
I'll answer this one.
Go ahead, Jalen.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Clan, our student section is great. I think they should have made it. They go all in every night. Whoever shows up, they'll talk to Ness for us. They'll do everything they can to get in the other player's head. They'll, whatever theme it is, they'll actually do that theme and show up for us. And it's really, we all appreciate it and all the love that they give us. That's really it. I think they should have made it.
Well said, Jalen. Hey, I'm gonna add this, Manny. Did any other school get shut down by the fire marshal
that
by
too.
6:15 p.m.
No, wait a minute. I didn't hear about that. I wish I would have known that.
Yeah, it was so packed.
They shut our doors at 6:15. The La Habra Police Department fire marshal, they would not let anyone in our gym anymore because we were at capacity.
Before the game even started, though, it was like in the middle of the girls' game. The gym was so packed.
Yeah, an hour before.
See, I wish I would have known that. I mean, obviously, you guys are recognized week in and week out. It's not, you know, there's schools absolutely where you see them 1 week and then you just kind of go back to normal. But I'm sure we're gonna have them on the final spot several times in the next upcoming few weeks. But how big is the student section factor in the game? I mean, I'm sure when you guys run into the Sonora Jungle at Sonora, that's going to be a tough one. And then you got, you know, Sunny Hills at Sunny Hills. That's a student section that you can't mess around with. You know, how tough is it playing when you got the students just rattling on you and just, you know, coming up at you on every mistake you make?
Who wants to answer this one? Sam?
Well, like, it really shifts momentum, you know. If your student section is quiet, like it's not gonna push you to do better. But when your student section is really loud and into it, it just makes you want to play that much harder, you know.
Now, does it affect you when it's the other student section? Like I said, you're at Sunny Hills and at Sonora, and those two student sections are pretty legit. And is it tough when, let's say, you make a mistake or the other team's making a rally and that student section just starts lighting it up?
Oh yeah, it's tough, but you just gotta learn to ignore it.
Perfect. Coach, you know, going into La Habra, like I said, a brand new team, you know, were you expecting that big one, that big year last year, you know, with no one there, or was it kind of just saying it's going to take a couple of years to put La Habra where I want it to be?
Oh yeah. I mean, I had no idea we would exceed expectations like that. I know Sam's very confident and, you know, he felt good about his JV team, but we had one returning varsity guy, and majority of that JV team that Sam played on were juniors. And so, you know, when juniors play JV, there's usually a reason for that, right? And so I was not feeling that great about, you know, our chances the next year. They're a great group of kids. So I wanted to keep them all around and keep them together. But, you know, I thought a top three finish in league was going to be a long shot. Credit these boys and those boys. They just bought in from day one, which isn't easy to do with the new coach, you know, especially with the defense that I run. I don't run the typical, you know, just man or, you know, a typical zone. I run things a little differently. And, you know, they didn't really fight it. They learned, they bought in, they worked their tails off, and it was one heck of a year. We won a tournament, a winter tournament. You know, we were one four-point play away at Troy from Elite Championship and went back to CIF for the first time in 4 years. So that group really, really will always be remembered as turning things around at La Habra.
I think the reward is a brand new gym and a very unique gym. Who was that? Whose idea was it to have that really dark hardwood at La Habra?
Well, we, you know, we took a couple different models. You know, our assistant principal, Chad Freeman, was pretty influential. Paul Luna, who, you know, is always taking some amazing pictures on campus, kind of mocked up a design. He did a couple, and that was the one that we really jumped on. We loved the gray scale with the blue and thought it would really, you know, set us apart from some of the other schools.
You know, Sam, well, Jalen, you know, yeah, you've been there for a while, obviously. You know, looking at the hardwood, what was your first thought? Because I'm sure you're thinking new court's going to be the same exact color as every other gym, but what was your reaction when you heard it's going to be a little unique?
I was actually surprised. At first, I didn't like it because it was too dark, and I just felt like it just brought like a dark feeling to the gym. But once we started playing on it more, it kind of like brightened up and got better, and I enjoy it now.
Yeah, it's kind of got like that Boise State blue turf type of. You guys have three road games. You got Buena Park, Fullerton, and then you got, you know, Sunny Hills until you get back home for Troy next week. Guys, best of luck the rest of the season. Thank you so much for being here, and congrats on all your accomplishments this year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
No Manny, problem. My wife thanks you because you got me off right before The Bachelor started, so we're good.
Oh, you should have told me. I would have had you on long. That's probably why Fryer's in here right now.
Thanks a lot, man.
No problem, Aaron. Take care, guys.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
No, guys, I want to thank you guys for being on, and you know, by the time this recording is on, you guys will see it on OC Varsity. You guys were the student section of the week. It really wasn't close, guys. I picked finalists, and I just kind of said, all right, survey wins there. You know, Fryer said that he picked you guys as well, so I just kind of went with it. And right now, SoCal Sidelines, Twitter, SoCal Sections. Sorry, SoCal Student Section. SoCal Section is the Twitter handle. Go out there and vote for the Asylum. They're there with the Damon Pitt, St. Augustine, Saints Pitt, and Thousand Oaks Green Hole. And you guys have a big lead there. So hopefully you guys have another article coming from our website. But guys, thanks a lot for being here. Congratulations on being student section of the week for OC Varsity. And hopefully we have you guys number one by the end of the basketball season.
Yeah, thank you. And Wednesday night, we got a big game against Jay Sarah at Servite. And Jonathan Camus is coming out. And if you want to see another legendary game for our student section, make it out there.
That should be a good one. And yeah, and you know, you guys should handle it. Should be the your team should be up there with Jay Sarah the whole time. And I'm sure I know Camus was once a one-day member of the asylum, so that'd be good for him to see him again. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Take care.
Yeah, thank you, too.
All right, guys, as you heard, La Habra, Highlanders, for a minute there, they talked some basketball with them. And this is Manny Alvarez. Right now, Steve Fryer cannot make it, so I'm going solo today. But quick take on La Habra. 19-2, I got them number 8 in Orange County. I know Fryer's got them somewhere around there as well in, on the OC Varsity Top 25. But very impressive on what they've done in the 2 years under Coach Reichenberg. I thought when Reichenberg took that position, I thought it's going to take maybe a couple of years for them to rebuild that rebuild that program where he wants it to be. But to battle with everyone in the Freeway League in year one with only one player of varsity experience is very impressive. And to have all the key guys back and then add on Cameron Dasho, who has been one of the top Freeway League players in the last couple of years, is huge. And they are the easy favorite, but like we said, no easy days in the Freeway League. Someone's going to take someone else down. And La Habra takes it one game at a time. They might go undefeated, which is very unusual in the Freeway League. But like I said, Sonora's pretty young, so very impressive the fact that they're right there with La Habra, and they're going to be pretty powerful in the next couple of years. Steve Fryer talked about possibly being sent back with Mission Viejo, and you know, they're off to a great start there with a 16-2 record, and then all of a sudden they run into a young Capel Valley team and take a hard loss at home, and then another hard loss at home against Tribuco Hills. The Tribuco Hills was going to be a good game, and so that was kind of expected. The Capel Valley one caught me off guard. Capel Valley's kind of having a rebuilding year. They lost all 5 of their top scorers, you know, Daniel Ramsey, you know, Lipovich, Beeman, Baker, and I forget someone else. But I saw Capel Valley in December at the Rancho Mirage Holiday Invitational, and they looked like they were going to be in for a tough one. But maybe something changed, and I'm sure that their student section kind of gave them an extra push and stopped the Diablo Inferno at Mission Viejo. And big win for Capel Valley. They're on top right now in the South Coast League with Tribuco Hills. Tribuco Hills, big week for them as well as their student section, being a little savage there against Mission Viejo. Jay Serra, they had a big week as well. They battled all week, and they took a big win in overtime against St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco almost got taken down by Santa Margarita in overtime. They took a close one against Santa Margarita. Santa Margarita took care of Olu on Friday on a pajama theme night. And then Santa Margarita shocked everyone by beating Rancho Christian. Now, granted, Rancho Christian was coming from a flight after beating Memphis East, which is one of the top teams year in, year out in the nation. And then I guess they just may have been jet-lagged against Santa Margarita. But very impressive to see them take down one of the best teams in the country in Rancho Christian with the Mobley brothers and you know, Dominic Harris. Very, very big win for SM. Fairmont Prep had a big week. They took care of Capistrano Valley Christian and Pacifica Christian. That's not easy to do. And hats off to Fairmont Prep. You know, Adam Wright has just been lights out for them. And I got them at 11 in Orange County. I think Steve Fryer has them somewhere around there as well. So kudos to them. I know Saddleback Valley Christian is also another tough team for them. Right now, Beckman controlling the PCL that are in there as well. Edison with a big win and bouncing back after losing a tough one to Marina. They took care of us, Corona Del Mar, at Corona Del Mar, which is not easy to do. The Kings crew was pretty loud out there. But, guys, that's it for basketball. As far as football, I was at the L.A. Chargers training facility in Costa Mesa with the OC All-Star football teams, watching the Chargers take on the Patriots. Pretty tough battle for the Chargers, but it's nice to see both teams watch it there with their loved ones. And we're going to have Dan Albano hopefully next week. We'll talk some more football with him. But right now we're going to get a hold of the Cervite Asylum and talk some student section. They killed it this past week against La Mater Dei, and they were the OC Varsity Student Section of the Week. They're right now battling for the SoCal Student Section of the Week crown right now with Damon Pitt, the St. Augustine Saints Pitt, and the Thousand Oaks Green Hole. So we're going to get to them right now.